We tell our clients in our virtual training courses, especially when we're in group training with them as well, that pretty much if you have a verbal cue like, but help me understand, that verbal cue helps you bridge into the question. And it triggers the prospect. They don't even feel like you're trying to sell them. Like when you truly master selling, your prospects won't feel like you're selling to them. They will feel like they're selling to you to want to pay you to get them the result. That's when you know that you're on the right track, when they don't feel like they're being sold to. Okay. That's when it ends. Now, the way you do that is you have to bridge from question to question to make it natural. Okay. Right. Okay. But tell me, like, what do you do? See how I bridged into that next question, right? They're just, and they'll just go right with it. They'll open right up. But if I ask a question and they answer, and I'm like, okay, cool. Awesome. Yeah, that really helps me out. Now I'm curious, let me ask you, sounds really scripted, right? How did your prospects started to react? Like before you learned this, when you're asking questions, what did you notice from a lot of them?
Oh man, I can't even like remember. I'm blocking out the bad stuff, right? Just like, yeah. Hey, no, but no, all joking aside, I remember talking to people and having a very hard time engaging in that conversation, right? Yeah. Just like you said, I would talk to them. I didn't know how to really conduct this conversation. Yeah. I didn't have the verbal cues yet kind of nailed down it. You'd just be like, hey, come on. I know you guys are selling this. How much is it?
Then you got to spill the beans, then it's over, right? So what?
I didn't even know how to do it. So it's like, oh, man.
Yeah, so what you're saying is your prospects just stayed surface level with you. And if you're a sales professional listening to us right now, or you're a coach or a consultant, or you're a business owner, entrepreneur, you know, senior leadership, sales leadership, management, anything, you know, if your prospects stay surface level, what objections do you get at the end? I want to think it over. I need to keep doing more research. I just met you guys. I don't know enough about you.
Send me an email. Send me a proposal.
Send me more.
I need to talk to my chakras. Universe.
I need to talk to my, you know, if you sell B2C, I need to talk with my wife. You sell B2B. I need to talk to this person, that person, this person. You know, I need to talk to my accountant. I need to talk to my financial advisor. I need to talk to grandma.
Call me back on Christmas.
Yeah, I need to talk to my uncle who lives in a van down by the river. Call me back next week, next month, 10 years from now, right? So we know if we can't get them below the surface, that they don't emotionally engage. We can't get them into their emotional state where they make buying decisions, okay?
Yep.
So let me give everybody another example, what's called verbal pause, okay? So what is a verbal pause? Now, there's some people that really do good with verbal pausing. Two people stand out in my mind. Now, like I said, guys and gals, I don't get into politics. I'm like kind of right down the middle. All we care about is sales training. So I know I have people that are Democrats listening to this, and Republicans and libertarians and whatever. I don't care about your political beliefs. We still love you, right? We're just training you how to sell more, right? But two people that when I watch politicians speak, I just see like their cadence. Like I'm like, oh yeah, did you see how he moved this way and he shifted when he asked this question, then he paused. Like I can tell that they were taught how to do that. So two good people that are really good at verbal pausing are Tony Robbins. I know he's not in, you know, politics, but Tony Robbins, and I'll show you why. And then one of the former presidents of Obama. These two people were really good at verbal pausing. All right. So when they spoke, they would talk and then they would ask a question and they would just pause. And it would make people think deeper. So when we verbal pause, it makes people think deeper about what we either said or what we asked. And it triggers them to go deeper into their really own soul. Tony Robbins is a master at this. Like if you watch him on YouTube at his events and he comes out, he doesn't tell people how they need to change and what they should do. You're going to notice he asks certain questions and it allows them to tell him, and more importantly, themselves, how they can overcome that. And that's true persuasion. That's like, that's the, you know, the highest paid psychologists in the world. They get paid $1,000, $2,000 an hour. Don't tell their patients what they do, what they need to do to change. They ask certain questions that allow the patient to tell themselves. And when they internalize that, they persuade themselves. What are your thoughts on that?
I believe the same thing, right? I think like I had a good teacher. And then like, at the end of the day, what I noticed is I like to compare to like personal relationships term. What I realized is I used to be the guy telling all the time, right? Like I would tell my friends or tell my mom or my dad or tell my spouse or my kids. And guess what? What would happen? They, nobody would listen to me.
In one ear, out the other.
They would say something like, I understand. And do the complete opposite thing, right? So once I got the chance to go through NPQ and learn how things actually behave, how people behave, right? And how they think a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's what shifted.
Yeah.
I noticed that once you ask certain questions for people to come up with their own conclusion, they'll do the thing that you might want them to, but they'll do it for their reasons. So they'll do it anyways.
Yeah.
Right. So like, I see it as like, we have the privilege to hear them tell us this stuff, but they're really telling them and convincing them otherwise.
Yeah, you're 100%. I'll give you an example of a verbal pause. Let's say if somebody, you get into a conversation, let's say you sell B2B. And you're cold calling, right? You don't typically in B2C, you don't do as much cold calling. It's more of a B2B type of approach. But let's say you call a prospect and right off the bat, they're like, oh, hey, we're good. We already have, you know, we're not interested. We already have somebody for that. Now, what do most salespeople do? They like, well, I know we can save you money if you just give me 2 minutes of your time. And then the process, like click, you know, you're just done, right? That's what everybody salesperson does. So, I want to basically not tell them why they should listen to me, because that I know, like you just said, that's going to go in one ear out the other, because I'm a salesperson, I'm biased, right? So I have to first disarm the prospect and get them to let their guard down. And I can do that by a verbal pause. Watch this. Well, yeah, hey, Jeremy, we're good. Like we already have somebody for this, but you know, thank you for the time. Oh, yeah, John. And just so you're aware, I'm not quite sure we can even help you yet. You know, we'd have to understand a little bit more about kind of what you do now in XYZ area compared to, you know, blah, 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 just to see if we can even help, because maybe you don't even need us. Are you opposed to possibly having a conversation around that? Now, did you see my verbal pause there? Well, I'm not quite sure that you should yet. Well, why should we go with you? We already have somebody for that. Well, I'm not quite sure that you should yet. See that 2 second pause. Now, what happens? What do they internalize just by me pausing right there? Well, I'm not quite sure that you should. Well, why should we go with you? We already have somebody for that. Well, I'm not quite sure that you should yet. You know, we'd have to. Now, you can't pause for 10 seconds. But what does that 2 to 3 second pause do in their mind?
I think it's like a pattern interrupt, right? It's like they're not used to non-pushy salespeople. So it forces them to internalize what you said, but really go deep into understanding what's going on.
So I just detached myself. Well, I'm not quite should yet. We'd have to understand, we have to understand a little bit more about XYZ, because maybe you're better off staying with who you already have. Now, that's another whole nother train. But because when I say maybe you're better off staying with who you already have, people just let their guard down. They're just like, what? You know, it's like they've never experienced a salesperson say that we might not even be able to help you. I don't know enough details yet. Now, you're not saying that at the end of a sales call. That's not going to happen. You're talking about in the first 30 seconds. There's no trust. There's no credibility built yet, right? You just started talking with them. Now, do I know that we can help them? Yes, of course I do. But if I tell them in the first 30 seconds, I know we can help you and blah, 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 and I just push, human behavior.
Prove it.
They just push back or prove it to me. So I know that I have to disarm them first to get them to open up, go below the surface. And by the end of the call, they're going to persuade themselves that I really can help them. That's the difference. So verbal pausing is so freaking powerful. You know, these two, I mean, there's a lot of other people, but these two do really well when they talk. You notice they just pause. and they change their voice fluctuations. Now, that's not something they were born with. Nobody is born with advanced tonality. I wasn't born with advanced tonality, advanced questioning skills, advanced objection prevention skills. Those are just skills I acquired. So all of you can acquire those skills right now. Talis, thanks for being on here today. You know, this is kind of a short podcast that we're doing. But look, if you're wanting to take your sales to the next level, if you're wanting to double what you are right now or triple what you are right now, because I can pretty much assure you, we are training salespeople and companies in your industry, hearing me and Talis and watching us right now, that are making 3 to 5 times more than what you are right now. And there's no difference with them and you. They don't have, you know, cool eyebrows. They're not really strong and buff. They're not tall or short. Like they're not one color or the other. Like none of that matters. The only thing that matters is your tonality and your skill level, your question ability. And that's what we're going to teach you on Tuesday, October 4th, Wednesday, October 5th, and Thursday, October 6th, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're going to have a link here where you can register for free. It's the Better Tonality, Bigger Commissions. Better tonality equals what? Bigger commission. So if you want to make bigger commission checks and write your own ticket and go anywhere in the world like Talis has, who now, you know, became like the top salesperson in his entire company. And then about 4 or 5 months ago, we brought him over here. He's now the vice president of revenue for the whole company, a big company that's really growing really fast. You want to learn those type of skills where you can do anything you want and have everybody want to hire you and just go to the world, then your first step is to register for that event. Talis, any last words?
No, I really encourage anybody that's like, you know, thinking about coming and seeing how to get more commissions and make more sales to check this out, because this is the difference that brought me from 5 to 20 to 30 to 40 to 50. And now, like I just told you about the event that we were in Miami throughout the hurricane, selling multi-million dollar deals.
Yeah, 100%.
All because of that, how people perceive you and how you're coming across to them, which is the only thing that really matters, right?
The only thing that matters, baby, your tonality. Bigger, better tonality equals bigger commissions. And we're going to give you certain questions to ask. We're going to show you certain words you're using right now that are triggering sales resistance. Even certain questions you're asking that are triggering sales resistance. We're going to show you how to relanguage those words and questions so you sell more. So we'll put that right. Register for free for the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, October 4th, 5th, 6th. We're going to challenge 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central. Plan on 90 minutes to even 2 hours. Sometimes we'll go all the way to 2 hours, baby. When we get serious about training here, we don't just stop if we keep going. So plan on 90 minutes to 2 hours. Block that off on your calendar if you want to learn how to sell more. Talis, thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, my man.
Hey, guys, if you enjoyed these, join our free sales revolution group. Join us and we're going to help you. Thanks. We'll see you real soon.